Hello everyone, Gabriel here. It is Saturday, November 8th, 2025, and things are going pretty well. I am thrilled to report I have hit a new low of 327.1, which makes me feel oh so good to be inside the 320s. The 330s was a difficult range to be in, definitely felt like a difficult range to escape. But I think that had more to do with what was going on in my life rather than the specific weight range itself. The fact of the matter is that what made that particular range so difficult is, as I mentioned previously, I injured my foot by dropping a 45-pound plate on it. And unfortunately, the other day, I really aggravated that injury by running for the bus. And so things are better. It's definitely still recovering. But oh my goodness, that was not a great idea for sure. In trying to remind myself that there are other things I can do to make progress rather than just strictly physical activity, I set aside some time today to do some meal prepping. And what that involved was carving up three chickens, whole chickens, partially because it is a very inexpensive source of protein. Chicken on sale is generally a good deal, but then when you get chicken on sale and you buy the whole chickens and you carve them up, it's pretty good. I'm fortunate that not only was my other half generous in helping me through this tricky process, you know, learning any skill is very uncomfortable at the start, and this was no exception. It seems that we are in many ways complementary because I generally prefer white meat, she generally prefers dark meat. I was interested in learning how to carve the chicken, and she was interested in making chicken stock. And so it was kind of this nice little harmonious us working together and getting something productive done, which is always nice. And it definitely made the discomfort of learning to carve a chicken from scratch definitely more manageable on my end. I definitely look forward to when I'm at the point where separating a chicken for parts is something that feels as second nature as going on these walks, as, you know, many of the lifts that I am now very excited to do, because I am more convinced now than ever that many of these basic life skills that may be daunting and difficult for some of us who have been, let's just say, out of step with many of these basic things, I think it really is just exposure. I've talked about before how cooking for myself was something that used to be entirely alien, and now it's basically part of my routine. And I noticed that one of the difficult discussions about people trying to change and make these changes in their lives is it's generally I can or I can't. And where I'm at with these things is like, what would it take for me to be able to do something? What would it take for me to be comfortable with something? And yeah, I have to acknowledge that these first couple of chickens I carved are not going to be the most immaculately separated. That's for sure. There were some mistakes made, and that was frustrating, especially in the moment. But I'm really just grateful that I am giving myself the opportunity to learn and get better at what is basically a very important life skill, especially with the way meat prices have gone over the last little bit. So all in all, I'm pretty happy about how everything went, but it ties to do with a lot of the things I'm trying to take on, because for instance, I definitely realized there were a couple of major mistakes in my strength training program I came up with for the new year. After trying it out a little bit, I realized I have basically entirely neglected internal rotation, which I guess if stiffness isn't really a problem, that's fine. But considering the purpose of a lot of this is to gain strength and mobility to be more overall functional, I definitely think I need to incorporate more internal rotation. I noticed there was a bit of a lack of variety. I'm not sure how I want to factor that in, because this schedule I designed was based off the fact that I will be around the gym 5 days a week, and so I want to maximally use those days. But there's also exercises I really enjoy, and so it's a difficult thing right now to really think of how do I get the most out of what I feel like doing, but at the same time still being balanced, because I certainly enjoy pushing way more than I enjoy pulling. And maybe that's something I need to correct for. So what I did recently was I came up with a radically different program, more minimalist in some ways, to correct for the other mistake I noticed, is that I was not incorporating supersets into the program at all, which I think was a pretty big mistake. And part of the reason I think it's a mistake is that I think when you're strength training while obese, it's important to have realistic expectations of what you're doing there. I am not necessarily in the gym so that I can directly transmute fat into muscle, although I do wish that was how it worked. The way I now understand the role of weightlifting in the overall weight loss process, beyond just improving basic mobility and basic life movements, I would say one of the biggest advantages is that it will empty your body's glycogen stores. And I don't really understand this, but the surface I have scratched talks about how it also increases your insulin sensitivity, which can help with weight loss. And so I think it's important not for me to be focusing on, oh, I gotta get a new one rep max all the time. I think the beauty of weightlifting while obese is you have kind of this golden opportunity to practice many of these lifts. And so, yeah, maybe once I'm a normal weight, maybe once I'm a healthy body weight, then I can really focus on maximally enhancing these. But I'm realizing that I do need to continue to generally increase my overall fitness rather than necessarily increasing the number of my overhead press. Although I will say that is very fun to do. That is definitely something that I enjoy and definitely something that keeps me sane during a lot of these moments. Today was a little chillier and I definitely felt that, in the sense that in the same clothing I would wear a year ago, I am substantially colder. Now, maybe losing 240, or I guess getting close to 250 pounds of insulation will do that to a person. I can definitely say it comes as a bit of a shock. I'm glad I kind of bought so many long sleeve shirts and pants, so I'm optimistic that I can stay warm this season, but I don't know. It seems that where I'm at, the weather is unusual this year, and it has been far nicer than it usually would be, which I've enjoyed, but that means this particular chilly winter season is almost catching me by surprise. I was lulled into a false sense of security by it being as warm as it has been for the last few months. And yeah, I'm just a little nervous about the cold, but other than that, I am excited to continue to push forward through the end of the year. As somebody who has gone from losing a lot of weight with that as his first priority to starting a new job and now trying to wrestle the many different priorities, I can definitely say that anybody who says money doesn't help you lose weight is absolutely full of it. Money and time are absolutely hugely valuable resources, and I'm definitely recognizing how much harder it is to manage this situation as I have made these changes in my life. Now, as I said in my last recording, I'm glad that I'm able to knowingly take these things on. So I am now currently, you know, preparing by meal prepping. I am trying to find ways to make good time investments that will help me stay on track. But I'm definitely recognizing how much of a barrier it is to not be able to focus full time on the weight loss. On top of that, one of my big New Year's resolutions for the next year is going to have to do with time management. I have really come to terms with how farther I've gotten as far as time management, but more importantly, making use of time that I have. And I've kind of realized how different those two things are. And so I really do want to focus a lot more on documenting this journey as I come into the last stretch. I mean, on some level, it does feel entirely superfluous to me because I am truthfully a lot more interested in the earlier stages than this point where I'm just holding on, you know, things are going well. And maybe it's a lack of gratitude, because one of the things I was thinking I need to change for the year ahead is that I do need to get more excited about this upcoming stretch of weight loss, because to be frank, I'm back to my, I guess, pre-COVID weight. I'm back to what I consider normal for most of my life. Now, I guess this isn't normal. There are many downsides, and I certainly feel it when I injure my foot, that it's like, oh yeah, this is a lot of strain to put on a particular body part. So I definitely understand the downsides of being this big, but I can definitely say that I struggle to really appreciate the opportunity that still lies before me as I can approach a healthy body weight. And I can tell you, it's weird, because I'm motivated to keep losing weight, but I think there's this problem where when I was at my highest, there was a crisis that was absolutely dire and horrifying for me, which was that I had effectively become a prisoner in my own body. So many basic things were entirely out of reach. And now that I am in the low 300s, I can definitely say that I have rebuilt a certain amount of mobility and functional capacity that, to me, you know, there is a part of me that actually wants to ask, Gabriel, is this good enough? Do you really need to reach all the way down to that ambitious weight loss target of 15% body fat? What are you really trying to prove? And I guess the answer that previous Gabriel would have was that I need to prove to myself that I have control over this process. And so the way in which I had originally planned to do that, and the way in which I still plan to do this, is to reach down to 15% body fat, which is the low end of what's considered healthy for males, which I guess is a good starting point. But I'm realizing more and more that as the lifestyle factors get better, as, you know, I can do more things, as I get more functional in all the areas of my life that, you know, previously were very much an impossibility or otherwise kept from me, it's hard to remind myself that I should be just as excited about moving forward as when I was beginning. Because when I was beginning, I was running away from that prison of being confined to my own body. And I think the problem is that because my current body weight has been so normal to me for so long, I genuinely don't see all the ways in which I am still confined. I guess I vastly underappreciate and underrecognize all the ways in which things can get better, all the ways in which simple things can get easier, all the ways in which I can feel better. I mean, that's the part of this that is so entirely abstract to me, because when I started out this journey, the fact of the matter was, I remembered what it was like to be this size. I knew what I was going towards. But now I'm at this point where it's so clear to me that I actually have really no idea what I'm heading towards. And it feels weird to say, but it's been certainly a long time since I've been a healthy body weight. And the fact of the matter is, the last time I was a healthy body weight was when I was a teenager. And that's the weird part, is that as an adult, I don't know what the difference will be. And I'm trying to really get myself more excited about that. I'm trying to remind myself that I should be as motivated to reach towards that as I was to run away from the problems of being at my highest. And I guess the thing I'm really telling myself in this process is that I'm not just doing this to hit the target. I feel like I have a really nice opportunity over the next year to really make the best of this body transformation. And I guess I feel I owe it to the people who have, you know, followed this, the people who see me, the people I'll meet in the future, and I can show, hey, what's possible. I think the fire I need to really light in my spirit when it comes to this process is that I should show people what can be done. I mean, I'm not going to go as far as to say everybody should lose weight as fast as they can. Though, I'm having done this journey, I'm way more biased towards, I would say, sustainably rapid fat loss than, you know, the slow and steady approach. A lot of people we'll recommend the slow and steady approach. If you Google how much weight you should lose a week, it'll say 2 pounds a week. And well, I've certainly lost more than 2 pounds a week, especially at the start of my journey. And I think a lot of it has to do with time. I think so much of it has to do with the fact that if you want somebody to lose a crazy amount of weight and dieting's hard, and you're going to be like, sorry, you're stuck out for like multiple years of this. I think there's merit in pushing as hard as you can sustainably for a time. Now, I think what I've noticed in my own path with all this is that it's genuinely hard to know your limits. You have to kind of learn them, and your limits move. How hard you can push 1 week isn't the same as how hard you can push the next week. And on top of that, you get better at things. You get better at managing certain problems. You become more familiar. So that raises your capacity to handle these challenges. But I can certainly say that rapid weight loss definitely takes its own toll. I think there are some merits in people wanting to push as hard as they can, maybe stay at maintenance for a month and then, you know, keep pushing hard. And that's kind of what I've done over the last month. Is I was in the 330s for a substantial period of time. Things were slower than I wanted to be, and I can definitely attribute that to stress and starting a new job and the injury. Like, that perfect storm definitely impacted things. But now I'm really interested in pushing as hard as I can for the rest of the year. And I guess most people would say you should lose weight for yourself. And truthfully, that's not really where I'm at this point. At my stage, I can't really say I know where I'm ending up. I'm doing it for the people around me. I'm doing it for the people I hope I can give hope in showing what's possible. But beyond that, it's certainly not for me in the sense that I would honestly tell you, and this is a weird thing to say out loud when I'm on this multi-year weight loss journey, but like, I am actually perfectly content at this size. I can honestly imagine a different version of me on a different path being like, yep, I'm, you know, functional again. I can probably ride a bike again as long as I just tune up my bike. I think, you know, on some level, I accomplished the mission. I undid the COVID era damage and, you know, everything's fine now. Is it? I don't know. So it's definitely a weird spot to be. And I'm definitely continuing on despite emotionally resonating with the comfort with my current size. And it's funny too now, because being back in 2XL clothes definitely does bring back some memories. It definitely brings back some feelings, and it's kind of haunting in the sense, and this is another weird thing to say, but like, I know once I get even smaller, it's just going to be so unfamiliar and so strange. I mean, I still have dreams where I'm less mobile than I am now. I still have dreams where I'm heavier than I am now. And it's interesting to see how my self-perception has evolved over the course of this. Because when I was at my highest, I actually think my self-image was closer to where it is now, in the sense that like, yeah, I know I'm heavy, but like, it's fine, right? And a lot of that was denial. And denial has been a particularly strong undercurrent in my journey, unfortunately, and my overall health situation throughout the course of my life. Because when I had my stroke back in 2016, around that time, I remember my first instinct when it happened. I remember telling myself, I don't want things to change. And that was a very strong and visceral reaction. That was the overwhelming reaction emotionally. It wasn't, oh, this sucks. It wasn't, oh, I wish this hasn't happened. It's like, no, I just don't want anything to change. And at the time, that meant, you know, I was working security and I still wanted to be able to work security. And I still, you know, I was very attached to the life I had at the time. And even now, with my foot injury, I noticed that same mental pattern of, oh, I'm just going to keep working out. I'm just going to keep going. And it's this upsetting, honestly, impulse where I have this injury, but I would rather deny it happened than give it the honest, maybe rest and recovery it needs. And I'm really kind of realizing that in many ways, although I've come very far, there are some base root issues that still definitely need to be understood and tackled. I should acknowledge that a neighbor, who's the one you can hear doing the leaf blowing, actually stopped me to say congratulations for how much I've changed. And to me, I guess this relates to what I was talking about earlier about how there is this root of the denial that I need to address. And part of it was that when I had my stroke, what I didn't want to change was that I had put together a life where I could be independent, where I had space to grow. I had my own apartment with my twin brother at the time, and it was really working for me. And that security, that self-assuredness, whatever I want to call it, that was something I couldn't let go of. So when I had my stroke, it wasn't just I didn't want the thing to have happened. Like, it had permanent visual loss. It had permanent impacts on my vision that even to this day, I still notice. But what I'm realizing is that what I didn't want to change was that I didn't want to give up what I currently had at the time. I'm not even really saying whether that would have been a good or a bad decision at the time. Truthfully, I think holding on to dear life at the time, in some ways, was beneficial. But on the other hand, I can also acknowledge that it really was just me digging a deeper hole. And so that's something I'm thinking about a lot when it comes to this injury, is that I do need to properly rest my foot. I do need to not just dig a deeper hole. And so part of this is that I am going to kind of wind back from trying to meet my new exercise plan ahead of the year. I'm thinking if I give it at least this month, maybe next month, to recover, I can at least hit the ground running with that. Now, I'm still going to lift weights. For instance, I can still do, you know, overhead press while sitting down. There are many adjustments that can be made that I can still be decently active. But I can definitely say it's very hard on me in the moment where it's like, I want to be doing all these things. I want to push as hard as I can. And I guess you could say that I am being served some humble pie at the moment, because if there's one thing I have been telling myself throughout these recordings the entire time, is that I have to learn to not rely on exercise to make progress. And I think in a God has a sense of humor kind of way, I think this injury was a perfect opportunity for me to be given a real solid indication that I need to calm down on the exercise and redouble my focus on my diet and other priorities to live an overall healthy life rather than merely just an active one. Now, to be fair, I love exercise. I find it very fun. It is going to be very hard for me to keep myself away from it. But I am realizing that this injury, as difficult as it is in many ways an opportunity to work on the more base fundamental issues I have in this fight and my life as a whole. And so it's not easy to be served humble pie, but I think once you digest it, it can taste sweet. Or once you learn to accept the humble pie for what it is, you can be much better off. And so it's nice of my neighbor to say congratulations, but I can definitely say I'm at a weird point right now. Like, I'm mired in all these body image issues, and it really does mean the world to me that people do show me kindness. Either at the gym, so many people tell me I'm unrecognizable. I get a lot of compliments there. I guess I'm in this really weird point where, on some level, as I mentioned before, that I feel perfectly content as a physiological experience. This is the body I'm used to being in. This is the level I basically expected to be at for most of my life. And so it feels strange to push forward. But at the same time, there's still like this negative, there's still this negativity I'm mired in where I'm like, oh, well, this isn't impressive. I'm not done. And that's, I guess, the hard part, is that for me, I do struggle with the gratitude of how far I come, because I guess I take it for granted in both directions. I take it for granted in the sense that this is normal to me, so it doesn't feel special. But also I take it for granted in the sense that I undermine what it took to get back to this point from where I was. And also, I don't see it as anything really that interesting moving forward. I'm like, well, I'm still a work in progress. I still have so much further to go. I don't know if that's ambition. Is that greed? Is that something else? I don't know. Maybe it's just shame because I am tired of being limited by my body. But the truth is that will be a factor for as long as I reside in a body. So on some level, you have to contend with that as it is. But I guess you could say I'm in a weird point when it comes to all this. I do really appreciate a lot of the kindness that has been sent my way, because I don't think I would have been able to make this journey without it. And for me, that is the big thing that I'm trying to really internalize from everything I've learned on this road. It's like, yeah, the diet tips are nice. Yeah, the learning how to build muscle is cool and exciting. But I'm kind of realizing that I need to value my ability to be kind to other people way more than I think even I currently do. I think I need to realize that if I can be half as kind as others have been to me, maybe I can be a force for good one way or another. I don't know. So I guess what I'm really trying to say is that things are going well. I am learning to navigate the storms I'm currently within, and I'm still making progress, and that's all very good and exciting. And I am definitely struggling with some of the emotional side of things, but I really am grateful for everyone who's been there for me. I'm grateful for the fact that in some ways I'm told all the time I'm inspiring, and believe me, I feel the furthest thing away from inspiring. I feel from the beginning I felt like this was a salvage job, and I can honestly say I don't know if I feel entirely salvaged yet. I think part of the reason why the kindness of others is so important to me at this particular point, because for all the effort I have put in to being a little kinder to myself, it hasn't fully manifested. But I think what I have gotten better at is allowing the kindness of other people to kind of reach me. Because it really was not that long ago that I would very much have this wall erected in my mind about, like, either they don't really mean it, or they're just saying that, or I don't deserve it anyways. And it's nice to be at a point where I am at least able to take compliments better, and I'm hoping that I can return the favor in ways that help other people, because I don't know, I feel definitely in others' debt in many ways. Not just, you know, like, as they say nice things, but it's like I definitely feel a strong responsibility to pay it forward. So I've got a lot to think about, and things are continuing on. I'm thrilled to have hit this new low. I am very excited to see how close I can get to 300 by the end of the year. That is definitely the new exciting frontier. But more importantly, between now and then, I really need to focus on recovering my foot and doing some of the more background basic organizational stuff. So I have a couple of ideas for things I want to publish that aren't going to involve walking, but this will be one walk that I wanted to publish just because this is all I'm doing today. But thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an excellent one.